A couple days now, obviously, since you took that shot from Nikita Kucherov. Maybe just take us through that play and what that felt and sounded like.
We know their power play is working on those two shooters on the outside, and the second that pass came down, I knew what was going to happen. I knew he was going to rip one, and I had to get in the way. So I had a really good push, had a really good read on it, covered the whole side, and almost watched it in slow motion coming right at my face. And when the puck, usually it hits me in the cage and just makes like a chain link fence kind of sound, but this one hit me perfectly in the eye, and it felt like I got clobbered in the face, and it hurt pretty bad, like a punch. So I usually don't go down from those, but I knew I had to go back because I knew something was wrong. And when I got up, I noticed I had a little bit of blood, and then when I opened my eyes, I saw the trainer coming, so I knew something was wrong.
What was the sense of concern when all of a sudden you kind of realized how much blood was there for a few seconds?
Originally, I thought I was just going to go down, wake up, shake it off, and finish the power play. But then once the trainer came and I looked in his eyes, and he was looking not at my eyes. He was looking at something right above me. So I knew there was going to be something wrong. And then he put a towel on my head, and I knew there was going to be some blood.
Did you manage to come back so quickly? Did you need stitches?
They wanted to stitch, but I just told them to glue it. It gives me a better scar. I like scars, I guess. Glue is faster. It's a lot faster, and then you know how to deal with needles.
You weren't worried about concussion or anything else? Or?
No, it didn't hit me like a concussion blow. You know, I mean, I don't have many concussions, if any, and I didn't really feel like my head rattled. It just felt like it got crushed.
Never had any concern about coming back in? You knew that you were coming back in?
I knew I was coming back in, but that was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my career so far, is come out for a couple minutes and ramp it back up and get back in, because I almost kind of cooled off, relaxed, and then had to get ramped up again in a couple seconds. It was different. I thought I handled it well, but it was different.
Obviously a tough spot for Lauren, too, to have to come in and face the very power play that just temporarily knocked you out of the game.
Well, yeah, if you think of the worst opportunity to get put in, I think that's it right there. Top power play in the league, and I feel for the guy. He's done a great job this year, so let's just throw that one behind us.
Do you feel that was maybe a significant turning point in that game? At that point, it's just 2-1 and fairly even back and forth game, and maybe from that point on, things changed a little bit in Tampa's favor?
You know, I haven't thought about it like that. I definitely didn't get the sense of feeling that that was the case, but I mean, we've come back from 3-1 plenty of times, so I don't think we ever felt we were out of it.
When you're part of the goalies union, I mean, would you like to see that rule changed? I mean, twice Lauren has kind of come in and given up only this time you only give it one goal in 3 minutes, and he gets tagged with a loss. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that rule itself?
I mean, it sucks. It's unfortunate. It's the nature of the business, but you know. I mean, that's hard for me to say. I mean, what other options would we have, you know? I mean, in that specific case, I think I should have definitely took the stat. But I don't know. It is the way it is for a reason, and I didn't really give too much thought on it.
What are the keys for you? I mean, you've been through this a few times now down the stretch. I mean, do you have a number in mind of out of the 16 that you want to get to, or are you just going to play it by how your body feels, or...?
Yeah, not necessarily. I'm just going to continue playing, and I prepare the same way, and I feel the same way going into most games, so I don't think there's a number that I need to hit. I don't think there's a specific way we need to take this next couple of days. I mean, maybe in April I'll take an extra day off. You know, I don't need much, just maybe an extra day or two.
Today, this was the last two-day gap now that you have. I think it's every other day pretty much for the next 4 weeks right into the end of the season, so... what are you maybe looking for from your team here starting tomorrow night?
Well, a huge push here. We know the way we want to play, and we know the way we need to play. So right now we need to start building that confidence and the chemistry in this room that we're going to win, and we're going to win the cup. We're going to go all the way. So we need to start the belief system now.
Feeling sharp, feeling good about your game, going into the final part of the quarter here?
Well, absolutely. I think I'm pretty dialed in, and there's always improvements to be had, but, you know, at this point, I really like where my game's at.
Just one more, Connor. Just Tampa, obviously you talked about the weapons and the shooters they have. Is that the best team you've seen this season, maybe top to bottom?
Tell you how I can judge it. Yes, I tell you how I can judge it. I judge it based on how guys are shooting and the space they have. And where they're putting the puck, and they're definitely top five. They're trying to snipe every single shot, and they're getting their space. And you know what? That was a tough game to play.
Stupid shot.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.